Back in 2000, the American Ornithologists Union changed the standardized American English name of the bird I'd learned as the old squaw to long-tailed duck. Being a white birder with the education of a white American born in Chicago in the 50s, I'd had no idea that the original name was a racial slur. I didn't even realize it had negative connotations at all, much less was extremely ugly and offensive to a whole group of people. The AOU finally changed the name not because it was so offensive in general, but because it offended a specific group of people whose help ornithologists needed. This duck, a declining species, breeds in Alaska and northern Canada, where Native Americans were instrumental in conserving it. To avoid upsetting other birders too much, people involved in the name change emphasized that the name long-tailed duck had always been the British Ornithologists Union's English name for the species. As someone who loves birds and human beings both, I was absolutely in favor of the name change and mystified why so much effort was made to appease people who didn't care how offensive the name was to so many people. I was angry that some white birders were whining that maintaining the tradition of a bird's English name was somehow more important than the feelings of millions of people, and that changing this name was simply for, quote, political correctness, a snide way of dismissing basic human decency and the golden rule as mere political pandering. Personally, I love traditions, and I'm always sorrowful giving up something I've long treasured. I feel unsettled when I have to learn a whole new name for a familiar and especially a beloved bird. I suppose part of it is a fear of becoming irrelevant. Older people, like me, are usually at least a little resistant to change, and learning anything new is harder as you get older. I also felt bereaved when the American Ornithologists Union merged with the Cooper Ornithological Society, changing their joint name to the American Ornithological Society. I'd been a member of the AOU since the 1970s and the Cooper Ornithological Society since the 1980s, and I have deep emotional connections to both. I wrote a poem for a fun AOU parody journal and led field trips when the AOU met in Madison, Wisconsin, while I lived there. And the Cooper Ornithological Society gave me their Francis F. Roberts Award for my paper about daytime warbler migration in 1991. But as a loyal member of both original organizations, I realized that their practical needs in a changing world trumped my nostalgia. Next time, I'll talk about a bird whose name was just changed this June, and again, people are whining about political correctness. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.